Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, as promised, ending our show today, we're going to talk about migraine headaches. They affect about 1 billion people worldwide, particularly women. And a new film about migraines will be screened at the Martha's Vineyard Film Center next week. It's called Out of My Head. Here's a taste.
Migraine is so much more than just a terribly disabling headache.
I couldn't feel my hand.
I lose language.
I don't see anything except for shapes. All day long.
We do not have good medical treatment for people who have chronic forms of the disorder.
If I can cure your migraine, I'm going to get the Nobel Prize.
Joining us to talk about the film and about migraines is Common Health Editor Carrie Goldberg. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you, Deb.
I understand migraines are a matter of personal interest to
you. Yes, I'm afraid so. I get them once in a while. My mother and grandmother got them, and I get the deluxe type with aura, these visual disturbances that let you know the headache is coming on. So suddenly there will be like these sparkling holes in my vision. Like, I'll never forget one time I was on deadline, and it was hard to write my story because I couldn't see some parts of the keyboard. They're like blanked out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sounds painful.
Yes. And I've reported on migraines before. In fact, you know, writing about work by Dr. Rami Burstein, he's a migraine researcher at Harvard and Beth Israel Deaconess, persuaded me to always take a triptan. Those are the basic classic anti-migraine pills as early as possible in a migraine, never to try to tough it out. And I find out that works very well, actually.
But it's my understanding that many people are not so lucky when trying to manage migraines.
Yes, many are not. Migraines can be incredibly disabling. And this new documentary film, Out of My Head, really gets that across. I spoke with filmmaker Susanna Styron, and she says part of the goal of the film was to help people understand what it's like to live with migraine and what it's like to live with someone who lives with it.
I mean, we have people come up to us afterwards, like sobbing and hugging us and saying, you know, this is the first time I haven't felt alone, or this is the first time my, you know, husband or my sister or whoever really understands what I'm going through. So that was the real motivation for it, was to give people so many people who suffer from it kind of a sense of not being alone and a tool for helping other people understand what they're going through.
And Deb, more concretely, the initial impetus for the film came from Styron's own daughter, Emma Larson, who was hit by wicked migraines when she was in college. And here's how she describes it.
Then they kept coming every 2 weeks, nonstop, like clockwork, and I couldn't take it. I felt betrayed by my body. I felt scared all the time. I never felt anxiety like that.
So Emma's migraine started this sort of journey of discovery, and the film delves into everything from what migraine is to how it could be linked to creativity and religious experiences, and then all the way to a bit of a discussion of treatments, although it doesn't make any medical prescriptions.
And so, Carrie, you know, you've covered migraine issues before. You've dealt with them personally. What did you learn from this film?
You know, I learned a lot. So first of all, I knew migraines were common, but I didn't know I was in such excellent company. Like, migraines afflict plenty of famous people, from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to Dwayne Wade to the wonderful writer Joan Didion. And here's a clip of her from the film. She's reading from her essay, In Bed.
I fought migraines, threw up in washrooms, stumbled home by instinct, emptied ice trays onto the bed, and tried to freeze the pain in my right temple. Wished only for a neurosurgeon who would do a lobotomy on house call.
So when you're wishing for a lobotomy, you know it's bad. Mm. Another thing the film gets into that I hadn't known is that some of the preventive drugs for migraines come at quite a high cost in terms of functioning. Here's Emma again.
He said, I can give you a drug that will make you fat and bald, or I can give you a drug that will make you thin and stupid. And I said, thin and stupid, please.
Yeah, but you know, the thin and stupid drug made it really hard for Emma to study and learn, so it's no small price. Now, just this May, a new type of migraine prevention drug was approved, the first in a couple of decades, and there are more drugs on the way, so that's good news. But it just doesn't look like there's any simple cure around the corner, and that story of Emma's kind of just reminds us that drugs tend to bring side effects.
Right. But the gender aspect of this story is really interesting, Carrie. That more women, this happens to many more women than men.
Yes, and I hadn't known that the divide was this big, and the dynamic is interesting. Listen to this clip from migraine expert Dr. Richard Lipton.
A migraine prevalence is about the same in boys and girls until puberty, and then it takes off in women.
So clearly hormones must be playing a role there, right? But there's also this whole gender element in terms of how for a long time women's migraines were kind of written off by male doctors. They seemed psychosomatic. It was kind of a lifestyle disorder, not taken very seriously. Now that's gotten better, at least. And the film does look at one upside of migraines, which is that there do seem to be links between migraines and creativity.
But I can't imagine you can be very creative when you can't move and you're in a dark room.
Right.
Because you're in, intense pain.
Right. So you wouldn't, but there do seem to be some links to inspirations. In fact, there's even a theory that, the wild images in Alice in Wonderland came from migraines because Lewis Carroll got migraines with aura. Here's an author who gets migraines, Andrew Levy, who talks about it in the film.
That happened to me once or twice. You suddenly think you're very short or you're very tall. The thing about Alice in Wonderland is it's got so many different migraine moments in it, I hardly know where to start. I mean, the way that she falls down a hole.
And I thought it was substances in Lewis Carroll.
Could have been. Those could have been involved, too. But, this film, Out of My Head, includes other creative types who seemed influenced by migraines. The painter George O'Keefe, the writer Virginia Woolf. Here's a big political one from that author, Andrew Levy.
Thomas Jefferson, with 6 solid weeks of headaches before the 6 solid weeks where he wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Now, as you said, Deb, the film takes pains to note that, a lot of people with migraines are in too much pain to create anything. And here's another thing I learned, that migraines hit kids a lot more than I'd thought. A doctor in the film says headaches are the 3rd most common symptom in kids who come into the emergency room.
It would be surprising to me that they would get headaches to the point that would take them to a hospital.
Yes, yes. And here's another thing that kind of blew my mind, the power of the brain-gut connection in migraines. So I knew that migraines tend to involve nausea and vomiting. But there's even something called an abdominal migraine, that's stomach pain. And Dr. Robert Shapiro at the University of Vermont says we have 2 different nervous systems, one involving the brain and spinal cord, that's one we tend to think of, and one in the GI tract, so it's the stomach and intestines. And he says that gut one has more nerve cells than the brain and spinal cord one.
These 2 major nervous systems communicate with each other, and how they may interact is really an important question for migraine. 90% of people who have migraine will have some symptoms that are abdominal pain or other symptoms of GI problems.
So it's so much more complicated than just a headache. And this was striking, too, that the film says there are only about 500 headache specialists in the U.S. That works out to about 1 per 76,000 patients. Though I should note, we're lucky to have a lot of those specialists here in Boston. And the filmmaker Suzanne Styron and her daughter went to see some of them at the big Harvard hospitals.
Okay, Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health. You'll be able to find a link to her post on what she learned from the film Out of My Head at our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thanks so much
for
being with us and wishing you fewer migraines.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.